The following recording is from the January 12, 2009 meeting of the Joint Committee on Marine Resources of the Maine Legislature. This was their introductory day where they received a briefing by the Department of Marine Resources. The recording begins with an opening statement by Deputy Marine Resources Commissioner David Etnier, introducing his staff and himself.
Good afternoon, Senator Damon, members of the committee. I am David Etnier, and yes, Commissioner is out of state on actually Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission business. He's the chair of that now, whatever they call that.
Yes, he is.
Head honcho of that now, and he had to be away, and he sends his regrets. I would have been here anyhow, but
sure.
You would have been better off if he'd been here too, but I'll substitute.
I couldn't help but notice that you have something with you. What is that?
Well, my token of appreciation, esteem, remembrance, sadness. And having served on this committee in the past, I wanted you folks to enjoy these Maine-made chocolates, even in the best of health.
On behalf of the rest of the committee, I'll accept them greatly, gladly, and report to the committee on their...
Well, actually, the intent was to share them
with all of the committee?
At least the other five members who are here today to witness this.
It is a tradition in the legislature that if you have served on a committee in the past, if you have been a member of the legislature and then have come back to that committee, that you come back bearing a gift. And so earlier today, those who were in appropriations saw that Deputy Commissioner Etnier brought them a gift, and he's brought us one as well. And though this is, we haven't adopted the joint rules yet, so I'm going to be able to open these, and I'll pass them along, and feel free to indulge. Deputy Commissioner.
Sure. We brought earlier today this briefing book, which has got much more information than you'll hear today from our 62-slide presentation, but there's a lot of information in there. Please look through that at your convenience, and you might want to look at the portions of it today that relate to the various bureaus, because we do have the Bureau of Directors all here today and others. Also, we provided you a up-to-date law book. That's the blue, pale blue work there with a supplement in the back of it, I believe, that reflects the most recent law changes. It's not our regulations, but our laws.
Excuse me, just one second. So each member of the committee has their own copy of this.
Yep.
It would be good for you to mark them as I guess they already have been marked for
Veronica,
you.
So. I think Veronica did that for us.
Thank you.
In addition, today with me here, I just want to introduce you all to some of our best, most important staff. We have Deirdre Gilbert, who's the Special Assistant to the Commissioner's Office. She'll be here virtually all the time with me. To her left, your right, is Dr. Linda Mercer, who heads up our Bureau of Resource Management down in Boothbay, and also they have a lab up in Lemoyne. Right, directly by her, behind her, with his new spectacles on, is Pat Kelleher, who heads up the Bureau of Sea Run Fisheries and Habitat, a new bureau that we absorbed, consolidated a year or so ago, the Atlantic Salmon Commission with our bureau, our division of stock enhancement, and made a new bureau that Pat's the head of. Next to him is Bert Bilodeau, who heads up things for us over at the Natural Resource Service Center. He doesn't actually work for DMR directly. He used to when he was a better man, but now he works for them, and he knows pretty well what we do, and he's filling in for Judy Moody, who's our financial analyst, who couldn't be here today. And with a snazzy outfit next to Bert is the esteemed colonel of the Marine Patrol, Joseph Fessenden. And directly behind Joe, last but not least, and wearing a tie, which he really doesn't want to do.
No.
Yeah, he's snazzy looking today, isn't he? That's Terry Stockwell, who's our director of external affairs. Terry is often not in the state of Maine. He's often out of state dogging the interstate and federal fisheries matters on behalf of us, whether it's Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, New England Fisheries Management Council, whale stuff, other stuff. He's there representing Maine on all of our behalf. And I wanted Terry here today in particular because there are some federal issues that we'll have in the slideshow that he, better than anyone, except perhaps the commissioner, is better equipped to answer than myself if you have questions in that arena.
Could I just interject one second? And then for members of the committee, we often think that our work is on the Marine Resources Committee and dealing with the Department of Marine Resources is strictly about Maine. Technically, I guess it is. But what we do, our involvement, it's important to know that we are being well represented when it becomes when it comes to being at the table of protecting our resource and managing it. So thank you, David.
Sure, and I did want to, before I forget, and partly because we put so much trouble to put this together, but in here is our strategic plan updated, information about all of our bureaus, one right after another, information about landings information for all of our species, as current as we can get it, some graphs there, main landings, information about some, but not all, I don't believe, of our advisory councils. We've got a lot of advisory councils. This doesn't include the 7 lobster zones. Some of you serve on your area's lobster zones. The speaker and the president will need to be reappointing people or appointing new people to each of those 7 lobster management zone councils. That's up to them to do, and their membership of those zone councils is not reflected here. Certainly get in touch with me if you want any of that information. Then we have financials with a very important spreadsheet that I actually alluded to when I was with you folks at appropriations earlier.